1027 Business with Michael Avery.
A deal that made me sit up and pay attention last week was Accenture's acquisition of King James, one of South Africa's most creative and award-winning advertising agencies. Of course, it's still subject to the usual conditions, but it's a move that just underlines new directions for both industries. It's interesting for a number of reasons, not least of which in that it's Accenture's first African acquisition. I'm joined now by Hayden Townsend, Managing Director at Accenture Interactive. Hayden, welcome. I must say, when I saw the deal, I was wondering why a management consultancy would be buying a brand agency. But then I realized that when Brian Whipple took the reins as CEO of Accenture Interactive, I think over 10 years ago now, his goal was to bring the fledgling digital consultancy into the agency space, specifically where marketing meets tech. So I think that certainly makes sense from that perspective. It's still quite unique in the South African context, though. So tell me what your strategic thinking is behind the transaction.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share our thinking on this. And it absolutely is aligned to the global vision. And Brian, you know, when he started this journey, it was very much around bringing the customer closer to the back office, you know, and Accenture through the years has been very dominant in the back office technology, enterprise resource part of the game, and in the consulting game. So, you know, very much behind the scenes. And as technology evolved and started moving closer to the customer, and I think kind of the emergence of Web 2.0 matches that time and that change, where consumers can now start talking back to companies and back to brands, the need for the front office and technology to actually evolve and then start going all the way into the content and the creative that we're using to talk to customers became quite important. So that's pretty much the journey that it's gone on over the last 10 or so years. And in the local context, we've personally been following the global ambition. It is a global company. And the one thing that South Africa has is that we punch way above our weight in the creative industry. And that hasn't gone unnoticed, especially also now considering David Droga now taking over, being a creative leader. Well, the lens came firmly down onto the tip of Africa, and we embraced the opportunity.
Massive opportunity. And, you know, Whipple leaves behind a company, I think, that's grown into a $10 billion powerhouse. It's upended and changed the industry landscape through numerous acquisitions. What lessons has Accenture Interactive learned from the recent deal-making? Because there's been a flurry of deal-making activity.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've been fortunate in that the early pioneering steps have been done by the likes of Fjord way back, and then Karmarama as the first acquisition. But I guess when the world really took notice was when kind of the world's number one agency, Droga5, effectively, you know, I in inverted commas used the term walked the floor, because over the last few years, we've been watching this thing happening. And, you know, those of us who grew up in the holding companies and in the big agency structures were sitting there and trying to see where it's going. And when that pivot happened, I mean, I personally sat up and took notice at that point. And I was like, there's something powerful happening here. And if you look at that narrative and what happened there and the learnings from it, you know, it became relatively easy. I mean, it's still going to take a lot of work to integrate it. There's no doubt about that. We've got all the building blocks and the ingredients. But, you know, to actually turn it into the magic that we know it can be is going to take some work. But it absolutely, the lessons have been there. We know how to integrate brands. We know how to keep the integrity of those brands. And what's interesting in the model is that Accenture and Accenture Interactive in particular, it's one P&L. So we operate as a common global company with one single share price. Mm. But we do allow the brands to keep their identity. So, you know, Julie Sweet, our global CEO, talks about a culture of cultures. And it is quite an interesting a mix when you look at it. And it's about keeping people's unique power, but assembling it in new and interesting ways.
That in essence is really speaks to what King James Group brings as well, because they've got a suite of businesses underneath them, often deal with their atmosphere PR communications company. What is that capability set that King James brings to Accenture Interactive that really made King James the one that Accenture Interactive decided to court?
I mean, I think it's no secret that King James is one of the best. They have the accolades to prove it. Alistair and James themselves individually through the years, but also the brands that they have acquired and their entrepreneurial spirit, the likes of Atmosphere and all of the other acquisitions, 34 and all of the others. So they've been on a growth spurt around broadening their base, but their base is very much still in the communication space, which is a good thing for us because our strength sits adjacent to that. So we are very much a marketing technology company, and we're very much focused on unlocking technology's power with the customer and the front office. So we've got deep skills and strength there. And then we've got a very strong design practice, which is around experience design and customer experience and looking at the future of commerce and service and digital products. And they have a strength, albeit multiple companies assembled, it's still very much its center of gravity sits in the communication arena. So the combination of the two is where the power rests. You know, we have a small communication practice, they have a small technology practice. They have a massive communication practice, we have a tiny communication practice. So when I string these things together, you've got a compelling end-to-end proposition for Interactive that then interlocks into Accenture, which has then strategy and consulting, big back-end technology and operations. So it's on a strategic level, that's where we're sitting.
There's so much more I want to chat to you about, Hayden. I'm going to have you back on the show because this convergence of marketing, technology, AI, predictive modeling, understanding our behavior before we even understand it, I think is creating a very interesting marketplace and environment and a lot of ethical questions that might be raised as well. And it'll be interesting to get your feedback on how you traverse those. But that's all the time we have for fantastic chatting to you. Hayden Townsend, Managing Director at Accenture Interactive, talking about its first major deal in Africa. In fact, the first deal in Africa acquiring King James Group, obviously still subject to all conditions precedent.
Hot 102.7 Business with Michael Avery.